Today's shiur is Masechta Nedarim, Daf Mem Dalet, and we will begin on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, five lines from the top, Mosav Rava. In way of reviewing, we had learnt in the previous shiur that if a person may not benefit from another person, I said that someone may not benefit from me, and now this person has nothing to eat. What should we do? So the first advice that the Mishnah gave is to tell the person that I should tell a shopkeeper who I have a relationship with that he should not feel any problem offering food to this person, and that I will repay him. I can't say, as we learned in the previous year, I can't say explicitly to him that I will repay him, nor can I say explicitly to him to be my messenger in providing food to the person who may not benefit from me. I could just say in a way that the shopkeeper will understand that he won't lose anything by helping this person by providing him with food. The Mishnah continued saying, well, what is if we're on the road and there is no shopkeeper where we have that option to do this approach with? So the Mishnah said that if we're walking three people on the road, I, the person who may not benefit from me, and someone else, and I want to be able to give this person who may not benefit from me some food, what I should do is give the person who may benefit from me some food as a gift, and he will then in turn give it to the party who may not benefit from me. Continue the mission to discuss, and what is if it's only me and the person who may not benefit from me walking on the road? So the Mishnah says what I could do is take the food that I want to give him, be mafkarit, and then that person who may not benefit from me will pick it up from Hefker and be able to eat it. Said the Mishnah, that's the opinion of the Chachomim. Reb Yossi Oyser. So as we began learning in the shiur in the previous shiur, Reb Yochanan came to explain the opinion of Reb Yossi. And he says the reason Reb Yossi doesn't accept this approach of being mafker food and the person picking it up is because Reb Yossi holds that hefker, the way hefker works is that hefker, it's not considered hefker until someone else picks it up. Until someone else picks it up, it's considered mine, the original owner. So when this person is picking up this food, he's picking up my food. He's not picking up food that doesn't belong to me, and therefore this would not be a viable option. The Gemara asked, if that's pshat in Reb Yossi, there's a brisa that discusses the exact same din that we just quoted from our Mishnah. Chacham giving this advice, Reb Yossi disagreeing, but then the Mishnah, the brisa adds a few interesting words. The brisa says, when will Reb Yossi say that this approach doesn't work? Im nidroi koidim lafgeroi. When the person first made a nether, and then he said the hefker. However, says the brisa that im hefkeroi koidim nidroi, if the hefker was prior to nether, then even Reb Yossi will agree with this approach. Ask the Gemara if Reb Yochanan's understanding of Reb Yossi is correct, then what's the difference? Who, when the hefker was it prior to the nether or after the nether? When, if Reb Yossi is saying that until someone else picks up the item that I was mafker, halachically, it's still considered mine, so why should it make a difference? This person who may not be benefiting from me is benefiting from me. So the Gemara answered that halachically it's still mine. But as we described in the previous year, a nether only applies to what I think it should apply, to what I want it should apply. Here, since when I was mafka this food, yes, halachically Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us that the food is still considered mine. But it's not something that I think of as being mine. It's not something that when I made a nether that this person shouldn't have any benefit from me, that I include in what I wanted he should not benefit from. And therefore, even Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Hefker is always considered the original owner's until someone else picks it up, will agree that if Geiroi Kaidim Lenidroi, this approach would work. Ask the Gemara. But before we get into the question that the Gemara is going to ask, we need to say a word of introduction. Many times throughout Shas, we encounter the concept of Matana Shchimera. Matana Shchimera is a gift that's given by a person who's a Shchimera, he's very ill. And the Matana, the gift that a Shchimera gives, has two differences than a regular gift. One is a Kula, and one is a Chumra. We know that typically for a transaction to be halachically valid, there has to be a Kinyan. Matana Shchimera, the person laying and making this gift, laying in this very serious state, does not require a kinyan. But on the other hand, typically when someone gives someone else a gift, it becomes a permanent transaction, and now becomes the recipient's. By matana shchimera, if the person, Be'ezer Hashem, gets healthy, we say that the entire reason that the person gave the Matana Shchimera was only because he was assuming that he's not going to be here anymore and therefore no longer needs these items. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps and he gets better, then the aloch is that the Matana Shchimera, the Matana is retracted, reversed. A regular Matana, on the other hand, does require a Kinyan, on the one hand, but on the other hand, it doesn't. It cannot be retracted. Another very important halacha. For something to be considered a matana shchimera, it has to be a situation where the person is giving away everything he owns. That's what the whole concept of matana shchimera speaks to. That we're assuming that since he's giving away everything he owns, and he's so very ill, he means to make it a permanent gift. And he means to make it as a gift because he thinks he won't need these items anymore since he's leaving the world. The Rosh does say, we're not going to focus on the Rosh in our Shia today, but the Rosh in our Sugya does say that if a person is not giving away all of his assets, but he clearly indicates that what he's doing is because it's a Matana Shchimera, the halacha is that it would still have the din of Matana Shchimera. Our Gemara continues to discuss. And there's one more point we have to make. We just said that the simple situation of Matana Shchimera is that the person who's giving it away is very ill, he's a Shchimera, and furthermore, he's giving away everything he owns. When we say he's giving away everything he owns, he doesn't necessarily have to give it all to one person. If he's giving away everything he owns to various people, as long as he's giving away everything he owns, it's considered a matana shchimera. So Masav Rava asked, it says in a braisa, if there's a shchimera that says, first he said miktsasin l'rishin, some of what he owns he's giving to one person, and then he uses the words v'kulan l'sheni, everything he owns he's giving to somebody else, to a second person. And now we have a very fundamental question. How do we understand what he meant when he said kulon l'sheini? Do we understand kulon l'sheini meaning that even what he gave to the first person should be now, he wants to give to the second person, and now everything is a matana shchimera, this entire package, everything he owns is a matana shchimera? Or did he mean what he gave to the first person should remain with the first person? The kulon, and when he uses the word the kulon, he means the rest of what he owns. Says the Braisa, Rishon kana, sheni loy kana. The halach is what the first one kept, bought is his, and the second one, even if the person, Baruch Hashem, gets better, because it's not, what he gave to the first person is not considered a matana shchimera, but what he gave to the second person is considered a matana shchimera, and if he gets better, as we've said a moment ago, the gift is reversed. Now let's understand. If we say that what he gave to the first person was also intended to be a matana shechemira, then if he got better, even what he gave to the first person should be reversed. It's also a matana shechemira. It must be that when we have to explain the braisa, that when he said sheni, kulon sheni, he meant everything he owns. Everything he owns should go to the sheni. And that's why it's all considered a matana shechemira. And it's loikona if the shechemira gets better. But we have a fundamental question. That means he's even giving to the second what he had already previously given away to the first person. But we just learned in understanding the previous Gemara that once somebody is mafka something, and once somebody gives away something, he doesn't think about it anymore. It's out of his mind. He doesn't consider it his anymore. So here, if he gave it to the first person, how do we think that when he said kulon l'sheni, is he thinking again about what he already had given away to the first person? Obviously, a person still does think about what he already gave away, or where he was mafker. So it can't be pshat in the previous braisa that Rabbi Yossi says that I accept him hefkeri kodem l'nidroi, because a person doesn't think about what he was mafker already. It's clear from here that even a person gave something away already, he's still thinking about it. Therefore, there must be a different understanding in why Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah says that this approach of being mafker, of me being mafker these food, and then the person who may not benefit from me will pick it up, why Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with that advice. El Amar Rava, Hainu Tamad Rabbi Yossi, this is the reasoning for Rabbi Yossi, Gzeir Mishem Matanas Beis Chayron. We're going to learn a Mitzvah Shem, a Mishnah, a Masechta Daf Mem Ches Omer Aleph. There was a person who said that his father may not have any benefit from him. And then this person, the son, was making a wedding. And he wanted very much his father should come. But he was making a wedding and his father not a benefit from him. So what did he do? He went and gave away everything that he was preparing for the wedding to another individual. So that person was making the wedding. A person whose father may benefit from. So the person then went and was mafker, was magdish, everything he received. So the son said, if that wasn't my intent, wasn't that you should be magdashit. My entire intent was only to come up with a way for my father to be able to attend the wedding. So Chazal said, since we see that the entire thing was a harama, this entire ploy was a trick, therefore the halacha is that the grandfather wasn't allowed to attend the wedding. Says Rava, that's the exact same pshat in our Mishnah. El Amar Rava, Hainu Tamid Rabbi Yossi, Gzeir Mishum Matanus Beis Chayrin. Here too, when the person's being mafker this item, he doesn't really mean to be mafker it. He's only doing it because he wants to be able to benefit this person. And that's why Rabbi Yossi doesn't allow it. Says the Sefer Nidri's reason, if that's the way to understand Rabbi Yossi, then in the previous approach that the Mishnah offered, that I should give it as a gift to the other person traveling with us, and then that person should give it to the person who may not benefit from me, we would have the exact same concern. And says the Sefer Nidri's reason, Rabbi Yossi would not allow in that case too this approach. There are other Achroinim that disagree, and they say there's a difference between a Hefker, which is obvious not for real, versus matana. People do give gifts to others, and that's why Rabbi Yossi was more concerned that a hefker is a harama versus a matana being harama. We explain this Gemara like the Ran, that according to the Ran's explanation, Rav is saying that Rabbi Yossi, as far as Hilchus Hefker are concerned, agrees that as soon as a mafker an item, even if no one else picked it up yet, it's already considered hefker. And our Mishnah has nothing to do with Hilchus Hefker. There are other Rishonim that say that Rav agrees that Rabbi Yossi holds that Hefker is not considered Hefker until somebody else picks it up. But there's a Gzeira, it's only a Gzeira that it should not be considered mine immediately. But again, we're going to learn the Gemara like the Ran, that as soon, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, as soon as I'm Mafker something, it's not mine. One of the places in Halacha we're going to find where people were very common to be mafker, was the real advantage to being mafker something, is in the area of tvua that has to be taken trumas amaisris. And one of the ways to avoid giving trumas amaisris is by being mafker my food, because the halach is the peiris tvua that is hefker doesn't have a din of, doesn't have a requirement that trumas amaisris should be taken off. And therefore Chazal were very concerned that when people were mafker their tfuah, their peiris, they were doing it only as a harama to avoid giving trumas amaisris. Therefore says the Gemara, Tanya, hamafker sadeyu, if somebody is mafker his field, kol shlosh yomim, all 3 days, yochalach, but he can retract. Chazal said the hefker is not effective for the first 3 days. However, mikam ve'elech, after 3 days, en yochalach, boy, he could no longer retract his hefker. And we have here a very fundamental machlokes rishonim, how to understand the Gemara. The Ran explains the Gemara. The whether it's the owner who was mafker this food, if he picks it up before 3 days, it's not hefker, the hefker is invalidated, it's not considered as if it was ever hefker. Or if someone else picked it up, it's still not considered that the person who picks it up, it's his, and it's not considered an invalidation of hefker for the first 3 days. The Ran explains his opinion. He's saying, for if we were to differentiate, says the Ran, between the person who was mafkurit versus anyone else, says the Ran, then the person who was mafkurit would not accept that differentiation. How could it be hefker for someone else and not be hefker for me? Moreover, says the Ran, if a person is going to be told that if someone else picks it up, it's hefker, but if you pick it up, it's not hefker, it's unacceptable, says the Ran, because the person really never meant to make it hefker. So we can't allow someone else to pick it up when we really know he didn't intend to be mafker it. Therefore, the Ran's opinion is, anyone who picks it up, whether it's I who was mafker it or someone else, it's nothing during the first 3 days. The Rambam draws a distinction between the person who was mafker it, who he may not pick it up during the first 3 days, because we don't want that his hefker should just be a haroma, a trick, in order to avoid giving trumas and maestris, versus someone else who didn't do anything, he was a mafker it, so there's no concern that he was doing anything to avoid trumas and maestris, that the halacha would be, for him, he may pick it up. The Rosh has a different explanation. The Rosh says that if one picked it up with the intention that it should be a retraction of the hefker, or that he's picking it up from hefker, it would not be valid during the first 3 days. However, says the Rosh, if one picked it up as a kinyan, that he wants to make a full-fledged kinyan, then the halacha would be that it is effective, and even if it's I who was mafkurit that picked it up with that intention, and certainly it was someone else who picked it up with that intention, it would be considered that it's peiros hefker, that are not chayiv and shumas and maisers, even if they were picked up during the first 3 days. And the obvious question in understanding the opinion of the Rosh is that, according to the Rosh, why wouldn't anybody do this? In other words, the entire purpose Chazal said not to let something be hefker during the first 3 days is to avoid this haroma, but all you need to do is have in mind that you're picking it up for a kinyan, and then the Rosh says that it is going to be potter for meiser. So what have we accomplished? So the Nesivus answers, there's a very fundamental difference if it's being picked up because it's hefker or it's being picked up because it's a kinyan. If it's being picked up because it's hefker, so if you just do one, some minimal work in the field, that's already considered you undid the hefker. A kinyan will require much more effort on every fruit to rebuy to do a kinyan, and therefore the Rosh agrees. That's why the Rosh is not concerned that someone will do this. Another pshat is the Chasam Sofer, the Nidre's reason. Learn with this pshat, that if somebody is going to do a kinyan, he has to do it publicly, And because he's going to do it publicly, he's going to be concerned that maybe somebody else is going to try to receive it, and therefore he won't easily do this. There's a very fundamental machloikis hapoiskim, that when we say that hefker is not valid during the first 3 days, is this only regarding tefuah that we're discussing, trumas and maisris, or is this regarding all items? Once Chazal, because of the din of trumas and maisris, established that hefker should not be effective during the first 3 days, Chazal said that that should be the din in all situations. And there's a kasha. If we say that that's the din in all situations, then we go back to the Mishnah that we learned yesterday, that we reviewed at the beginning of our shiur. If hefker is never valid during the first 3 days, so what is the Mishnah giving us advice that I should be mafka the food that my colleague may not benefit from, but I have to wait 3 days and the person needs to eat the food? So if we say that this is a din only by trumas and maisris, our Mishnah is obviously not talking about trumas and maisris. But if it's a din regarding all hilchas hefker, what have we accomplished in our Mishnah? So some Rishonim say that since in our Mishnah is a situation where the person needs this food to eat, Chazal waived this 3-day rule. And another pshat that we saw is, why did Chazal say that it's not hefker for the first 3 days? Chazal said it's not hefker for the first 3 days because they weren't sure that you really meant the hefker. But in a case where I'm working with someone who needs something to eat, then there's no question that I'm serious about my being mafker this item. And therefore, there's no need to wait for the 3 days. And we need to use this teretz for another halacha. The halacha is that if someone says an erev Pesach, both on the night before Pesach and the morning before Pesach, we make bittul chametz. We said kol chamira v'chamira lava hefka v'ka'afra da'ara. But again, we have a question. We're trying to be mafker all of our chametz, but here we're now learning that hefker takes 3 days to be effective. And we're making this hefker erev Pesach. Tomorrow's already Pesach. Tonight is already Pesach. There's issa b'ayira b'ayimotza. So again, if we say that it only applies to trumas and maisris, it's not a question. If we say to teretz that it's obvious that's what I mean, that I'm serious about the hefker, then we don't have the 3-day rule. Again, here too, we're certain you're serious about what you're saying. You don't want to be over the avera b'ayira b'ayimotza. But another teretz that I saw the Pesachim suggest is because I'm using the wording level hefker, ka'afro da'ara, I'm using the words ka'afro da'ara, that brings strength to my words. There's another question that the Pesachim ask. Does halacha on Shabbos? Shvisis behemtoi. Not only may I not work on Shabbos, but my animals may not work on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, discusses a case where my animal is by someone else, a guy, and I realize it's Shabbos and he's working with my animal. What should I do? So halacha is I should be mafkerit, says the Torah. But what will it help? It's today Shabbos, and the hefker is only effective in 3 days. But I need the hefker to be effective today to avoid the avera of shvisis behemtoi. And we'll discuss the answer to this question perhaps in a few minutes. So again, our Gemara is discussing the mechanics of hefker. And it's interesting to note, specifically when it comes to trumas and maisris, and it's interesting to note the Mefarshim say a very nice word. We know the Medrash, the Gemara Rashi quotes that Esav used to ask Yitzchak Avinu, Ketzad me'asrim nasat teva, Ketzad me'asrim nasat melech. And the question is that a way that Esav is proving who he is to Yitzchak by asking foolish questions? How maisir is taken off from straw, from salt? Said Mefarshim, Esav knew the sugya that we're learning now, and all the complications involved in being mafker afield when the question is to avoid trumas and maisris. Those were the questions, the sugya we're learning now, that Esav asked his father Yitzchak. And the Braisa continues saying, if somebody said, Omatei sadazum if keres lo yom echad, this field should be hefker for 1 day, l'shabbos achas for 1 week, l'shon achas for 1 year, l'chaydash achas for 1 month, l'shon achas for 1 year, l'shvu achas for 7 years. Here our loch is, says the Braisa, actually zocha v'hu ben hu ben acher, until someone else picked it up, yoch lachs, but you could always retract. because no one else picked it up. Once somebody picks it up, you cannot be retracted. And here too we have a very fundamental need to understand the Gemara. The Ran explains our Gemara that the Hefker of our Gemara is a very unique Hefker. It's a Hefker that a person can make, a Hefker that should be only for a certain amount of time, a week, a month, a year. What will be the halacha if someone picks up this item that was created with a temporary hefker during this time, and now the year is up? Does it revert back to its original owner or not? The Ran says that it reverts back to its original owner. The Ras says that what this hefker means, that it's only hefker, I make it hefker for a year, and says the Ras, what I mean to say is that if no one will pick it up during this year, then it will revert back to me at the end of the year. If someone picks it up, it becomes his. And the Rishonim explain that the Rush explains that this type of hefker is learned from the hefker of Shemitah, which is also a temporary hefker. It's only for the year of Shemitah. And just like in the year of Shemitah, the fruit that's picked up by somebody from my field remains his forever, here too, says the Rosh, if someone picks up this item that is the subject of a temporary hefker, it's his forever. However, the Rishonim Achronim all ask on the Rosh. His comparison is a difficult comparison to understand. For in the case of Peiros, Shviyos, they're his forever. And what's not hefker is not hefker. Here, it's a hefker that was originally set only for a year. So how can we compare this to Shemitah? And many Rishonim and Achronim work on this question. And perhaps we could explain that the machloikis of the Ran and the Rosh, how to understand temporary hefker, is how to understand the hefker not of the Peiros of Shviyos. Because the hefker of the Peiros Shviyos, as we said a minute ago, is a full-fledged hefker. Rather, the hefker of Shviyos is a hefker of the property. And we refer back to machloikis that we quoted in the Shir, two shiurim ago, the machlekes of the Beis Yosef versus the Mabit. The Beis Yosef says that even during the Shemitah year, one has to be mafker's property. But when one is mafker's property in the Shemitah year, he's only mafker for that 1 year. It's a very limited hefker. So says the Rosh, that's where I learn hefker from, that you can make a temporary hefker for that 1 year. However, the Ran will agree with the opinion of the Mabit that Shviyos is different. Shviyos doesn't require Hefker, as we quoted the Mabit. All property in Eretz Yisrael automatically becomes Hefker during the Shemitah year. And therefore, the Ran will explain that our Gemara has nothing to do with Shemitah. Rather, our Gemara is teaching us a halacha that one, when he makes the Hefker, can make it in a temporary fashion. Here too, we asked the question that we asked a moment ago. If a temporary hefker is a hefker, is a limited hefker, and until, as our Gemara says, and we will dwell on it in Mitzvah Shem in a moment, until somebody else picks it up, it's not considered hefker. So again, we have the problem of the animal that I have by a goy on Shabbos, that I want to avoid the Aveira, Hashvisas Behemtoi, and tells us the Torah, I should be mafkerit for the Shabbos. But we're saying now, if we're mafkerit for the Shabbos, and during that Shabbos, he's going to use it, but it's a temporary hefker. And we're saying that if it's not become someone else's, that hefker is not a valid hefker. So we have to explain, say to Achroinim, that since this animal is by the goy, and the goy is using the animal, so even though he doesn't receive ownership of this animal, but he does have a kinyan peiros in the animal, he does have the right to use the animal, and we're going to have to say that the Torah holds that a kinyan that peiros is considered a full-fledged kinyan. And therefore, since it was my intent to have the goy have a kinyan peiros, and the kinyan peiros that the goy has is already from before 3 days, and is remaining over Shabbos, therefore we don't have the problem of 3 days, and therefore we don't have the problem that it was a hefker, that it should be a hefker even though nobody else picked it up. So now we have a question. As we go back to the beginning of our shir, Rav Yochanan suggested, and as the Ran will teach us in tomorrow's shir, the Ran says it on Daf Mem Hei Yom Aleph, but it's important to remember as we learn the entire shir. Even though Rav taught us that everybody retracts explaining that Rav Yossi holds that there's a difference in Hilchas Hefker if someone else picked it up or not, Al Gemara is still following the opinion that Rav Yossi does make such a difference, and it's not considered Hefker until someone else picked it up. So this part of the Brice that we just learned, that actually Zochabayu, until someone else picked it up, it's not considered Hefker, could be very well understood. However, according to Rav Yossi, the Rabbanan disagree. But ask the Gemara, if so, Reisha, that doesn't make a difference if someone else picked it up or not. It's already considered Hefker. Yes, we have to wait 3 days, but it's considered Hefker right away. That's the opinion of the Rabbanan. Sefer that says that it's only Hefker once someone else picks it up, it's Rav Yossi, which is difficult to understand. That one Brice at the beginning reflects the opinion of the Rabbanan, and the end reflects the opinion of Rav Yossi. Amu Ula, Sefer Nami Rabbanan. The Sefer even could follow the opinion of Rabbanan. But ask the Gemara, if it follows the opinion of Rabbanan, why does it make a difference if somebody else picked it up or not? According to Rabbanan, Hefker is effective immediately. It doesn't make a difference if someone else picked it up or not. Answers the Gemara, Shani Shvua, Shana B'Shvua D'Lo Shchichi. Where did Rabbanan hold that it makes a difference? Says the Gemara, that's in a normal Hefker. Rabbanan hold a normal Hefker. When I'm mafker something, it becomes Hefker. But if I'm mafker it in this non-traditional sense of Hefker, where I'm mafker it only for a month, a year, there say the Rabbanan that we agree that it's not considered the other person's until he actually picks it up. That's how Ula explains the Braisa, and therefore the entire Braisa could reflect the opinion of the Rabbanan. Ula, Resh Lakish, however, says, mid the Sefer Rabbi Yossi, since the Sefer is Rabbi Yossi, Resh Lakish doesn't want to agree that the Rabbanan would ever hold that Hefka depends on someone else picking it up, and therefore they say, if the Sefer is Rabbi Yossi, the Resh Nami is Rabbi Yossi. But if it's Rabbi Yossi, so why, as soon as 3 days are up, is it considered Hefker? According to Rabbi Yossi, it should not be Hefker until someone else picks it up, says the Gemara Reisha Hainotama. This is the way to explain the Reisha, even according to Rabbi Yossi. The Lelishtakich Teres Hefker. But right, Rabbi Yossi should say that it's not considered Hefker until someone else picks it up. But in order that people should realize that if somebody takes possession of this field, he took it, it's considered that he picked it up from Hefker, and it's exempt from Trumas and Maisris, and not that it should be considered a Matana, that the Aloche by Matana is that it's still obligated in Trumas and Maisris. To remind us of this concept, Chazal said that after 3 days, even if no one took possession of the property, it has the status of Hefker. That we should remember there's a concept of Hefker, and there's a concept that a field that was made Hefker is not Mechuyev in Trumas and Maisris. Says the Gemara, Hachi, if that's what Chazal were trying to accomplish, to keep in mind this concept that Hefker is part of Trumas and Maisris, and not to look at every such situation as a situation of a Matana, so then Chazal should have said that even on the first day. Says the Gemara, that Chazal didn't want to do either. As we said at the beginning of this sugya, Chazal were concerned that a person is purposely going to make something Hefker and immediately take it right back just to avoid giving Trumas and Maisris. The Mafker and the Hadrin Behun, they make something Hefker and they made it to absolve themselves from Maiser and immediately retract. So Chazal had this balance they had to keep. On one hand, they were concerned about the Ramon. On the other hand, they were concerned that Shloi Tishtakech, Tyrus Hefker, that there is a concept that something is Hefker is Potter from a Meiser. So to keep to keep this balance, Chazal said the 3-day rule. That after 3 days, it's not Hefker, and after 3 days, it's Hefker. And as the Ran summarizes the Gemara at this point, he says, according to Rabbi Yossi, the ability to retract during the first 3 days is Midaraisa. And the inability to retract after 3 days is only a special din the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, it's just the opposite. The inability to retract during the first 3 days is midrabbanan, that said that it should be retractable to avoid Ramon. It's also interesting to note that the Sefer Kli Goyla asks a very interesting question. He says, our Gemara is concerned of Ne'er Ramon, that a person wants to cheat and not give Trumas and Maisris, and that's why he makes it Hefker, even though it's not what he meant. He says, there's a Gemara Masech the Brachas Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara says there that the Doiris HaChroinim Hoi Machnisim Periseim, in the later generation they would take their produce, their kagos, their chatzitzes, their kapevois, k'dei lefotrin lemaiser. The halach is that fruit is not mechuyev in Trumas and Maisris unless it's brought in through the front door, through the shahr. So these people, in order to avoid giving Trumas and Maisris, would bring their fruit into the home, the produce into the home, not through the front door, to avoid giving Trumas and Maisris, yet the people are not called Ramon. So he says, why are the people of our Gemara called Ramon, not the people of the Gemara Masechta Brachas? So he answers. In our Gemara, a person is being mafka this produce. He's making as if he's a tzaddik. I'm being mafka it. Poor people could come and take it. But that's not really his intention. His intention is Ramon. His intention is to cheat, to avoid giving Trumas and Maisris. So he called him a Ramoy. There, Hitaka doesn't want to give Trumas and Maisris, but he's not trying to fool anyone. He's not using this fakery of taking, of as if he's giving it a tzedakah, with his real intent is just the opposite, to avoid giving Trumas and Maisris. And that's why in our Gemara they get the title of Ne'er Ramon. Says the Gemara, according to a Shlokish explanation of our Braisa, Rav Yossi is agreeing that really after 3 days, it's still not Hefker. It's only a special din derabbanan. The Raisa, it's not Hefker. And if the Raisa, it's not Hefker, it's Mechuyiv and Trumas and Maisris, according to Rav Yossi. Ask the Gemara, but now we have a real concern. Why are we not concerned that somebody's going to take off Maisa from something which is Mechuyiv and Deraisa? This food, according to Rav Yossi, is Mechuyiv and Maisris Mederaisa. He's going to use it for something that's potter. Because the halacha is that if I have 2 barrels of produce, I could take Trumas and Maisris from one to the other. Here, why are we not concerned that a person is going to take from this on something that's potter, or mina potter al chiv, for something that's potter on this which is mechuyev and trumas and maisus deraisa? Answers the Gemara, tamir lekim asrus asut minei bay. Chazal say whatever you separate from this crap that was kept past 3 days, make sure to take the trumas and maisus from the crap itself and from within it, and not from some other crap for this crap, or nor from this crap for some other crap, because there are all sorts of complications. Ask the Ran, as explained by Rabbi Chanan the Kibbutz Shurim. Why does the Gemara have to have all of these questions? We have a klal, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. The Bezdin could call anything they want Hefker. So why can't, ask the Ran, Bezdin say that, yes, Midaraisa, according to Rabbi Yossi, this Hefker is not Hefker because nobody picked it up, even though it's past 3 days. However, the Rabbanon have a right to make anything they want Hefker, because there's a concept of Hefker based on Hefker. And the Rabbanon should call it Hefker, and it should not be Mechuyev and Deraisa. Answers the Ran as explained by Rabbi Chanan. The Rabbanon, yes, the Torah gave the Rabbanon the power of Hefker based on Hefker. But the Rabbanon giving the Torah giving the Rabbanon this power was not to weaken the DNA of the Torah, to create leniencies. Here we would be using it to create a leniency. That something that's mechuyev in Truma Midaraisa, Truma Maisa Midaraisa, will not be mechuyev. Chazal don't want to use their power of Hefker Bezdin Hefker to create leniencies. They want to use it to create chumris, not to create these types of leniencies. And that's why the Gemara gives the Eitzah of Kim Asris Asar Minei Ubei.